Now, I understand it's been said defamation law in Australia, it's been described as plaintiff-friendly because it is harder for defendants to succeed in court. Would you say that's a fair statement?
It's a fair statement because it comes from the British idea of defamation, which is the idea that once you make the allegation that someone has defamed you, all you have to do is name them, or you have to have been named. They have to have made a defamatory statement, which is something that lowers you in the eyes of the public, and that's been published. And once you've done that, it then falls to the defendant to prove themselves, in other words, defend themselves. So it's a really rather odd way of running a legal case that is putting all the pressure on the defence. So to that extent, it's plaintiff-friendly, yes.
If we're talking about the case with Sarah Hanson-Young, I understand this was a little bit complicated revolving around David Lynham's comments because there were some arguments, some of them had crossover with parliamentary privilege.
Well, it is, look, and let me be very upfront in relation to this. I think the whole notion of two politicians suing each other is completely stupid, with all due respect to those two senators. The idea that Sarah Hanson-Young can get her day in court in order to prove a particular point about comments that were made in the heat of parliamentary debate, I think is rather silly. I think Australian taxpayers should be a little bit annoyed about the fact that their court time is being used up for two senators who are having a go at each other.
My understanding was, though, that these comments were also harkened back to on an interview with Sky News. Is that correct?
Look, I don't know the background of it. All I know is that the main complaint came out of the fact that David Lynham said she should stop, quote, shagging men, end quote. In other words, she had a hatred against men. I presume that he then made those comments outside of the parliament because, of course, you can't sue someone for defamation for anything they say within parliamentary privilege. So he must have repeated the comments outside of court, yes. Outside of the parliament, yes.
It is unusual, of course, in this case to see two politicians, as you mentioned, suing one another because, in general, even if it's not one politician against another, it is somewhat unusual for a politician to engage in this kind of defamation action.
It's not unusual. Sadly, too many politicians engage in this sort of nonsense, and every now and again, someone will make a payout for them. I should say, for the most part, 90% of those payouts in terms of damages, that is the compensation that's paid for someone's loss of esteem, go straight to a charity. And one would assume that if Sarah Hanson-Young were to win this particular case, no doubt at all, she would just give the money straight to charity. And indeed, it's probably the case that David Lynham's parliamentary team would actually cover the defamation money. So the whole thing is really quite odd. I would have thought that no one thinks anything less of Sarah Hanson-Young as a result of anything that David Lynham has said. And if it's a cross-suit, no one would think anything less of David Lynham on the strength of what Sarah Hanson-Young is saying. In other words, this is a really quite odd, and I should say, stupid use of taxpayers' money to allow this sort of matter to take up court time.
In terms of the other case we're talking about, Emma Hussar taking a case out against BuzzFeed for an article revolving around some allegations of misconduct there. Is there an argument to be made that the articles and certain reports like this are within the public interest? Are people to be aware of the personal lives of politicians, or will that just sort of fall by the wayside?
Now, and this one has probably got more legs than the Lynham Hanson-Young case. Here's Emma saying that as a result of something that was said publicly about her, that people are now thinking less of her. So in these circumstances, when you're not suing another politician, it makes more sense to have your reputation at least enhanced by an apology or some sort of defamation payout as a result of something that's been published by a newspaper or an online thing. In this instance, what they've said, of course, is that she was misusing public funds and some other things, and I think she had abused staff, and there have been these allegations are going round and round and round. Of course, she refutes them. As I said right at the outset, that once she makes those allegations against BuzzFeed, it's up to them to find a defence. Now, the defence that they would have is either the defence of contextual truth, in other words, the things that they said were actually true, or for the most part true. And secondly, in raising those things about a person who is in political office, they have a public interest defence. So in those circumstances, yes, the onus is upon them to find that defence Will they find that defence? I don't know. That's a matter for the courts to determine if it goes to trial. But this is a sort of matter where, in fact, you can justifiably use defamation, as the politician is trying to do, in order to restore her credibility.
Well, I guess that comes round to the original point that you were making, of course, about the defences of defamation. In this sort of case, regardless of what you think of Emma Hussar and these allegations, she's had her her day in the court of public opinion. Public opinion, when these allegations were made, came down fairly heavily against her and against her career. Do these kind of defamation actions actually go towards repairing a politician's image when sort of damages are settled?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question here, Sean. She's taking a huge risk, because in order to have this matter settled in court, she has to bare her soul. She has to say, here's what they said about me. And of course, if they're claiming the defence of contextual truth or public interest, then everything they've said about her in the past will have to be reignited. And of course, newspapers reporting the story have an ironclad defence, that all you're doing is reporting what's happening in court. So everything that's ever been said about her, which has actually tended to lower our estimation of her in the eyes of the public, will be repeated again and again and again. So she's taking a huge risk. She has to show that those allegations are false and they can't be proven. And if she does that, of course, she wins damages. But if she can't, then everyone else has that same opinion, because those allegations have once again been aired.
Well, Rick, do appreciate your time. Do appreciate you joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Sean. Anytime.